enter the site with your light. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, Mr. The Crown.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, Mr. The Crown.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Greetings, greetings. Another day has come upon us. We've been blessed with by the Creator. Welcome to the Into the Cypher podcast. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me. Cypher the MC, the Muhammad Ali of MCs, the Bronx Dawn himself. We back again, back again. It's good to see each and every one of you. If you're new to the podcast, bear with me for about a minute or so. Got to go through the disclaimers and things of that nature. But if you've been rocking with me for a minute, thank you so much for returning. Thank you so much for your support. Don't worry about the Real Cypher TV, the YouTube channel, is going to have updated episodes coming very soon and everything such as that. The boy been working. So, but if you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for joining, whether someone recommended it or shared it with you. Basically, we're on this path to be the best versions of ourselves. And I say we, because I'm on this journey with you. So we're going to get our disclaimers out the way, and then we're going to jump right into this thing. I am not a psychiatrist nor a psychologist.
Nope.
I am not a family therapist. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a financial guru guy or a legal counsel type of dude. I don't have any masters or doctorates on my wall from Harvard. I am just a regular. Say it with me. I am just a regular Joe Schmo. Just a regular guy giving you the benefit of his observations of human nature. Shout out to MJ. On this thing that we call life, on this journey that we call life, and again, I say we because I'm on this journey with you. Listen, I understand you could have been anywhere in the world. You most likely are, but you're here with me. And I so appreciate that. Shout out to Jay-Z. It's the Rock. All right, new people, returning folks, thank you for bearing with me. We're about to get right into it. If you hear some thunder in the background, that's thunder. You know, it appears that a storm wants to brew here. I thought only coffee brewed. Or maybe Batman brewed. Huh? Kid. Basically, today's episode, I want to know, what are your core expectations? This is different from the podcast episode that we talked about with realistic and unrealistic expectations that we may revisit at some point in the future. But I want to know, what are your core expectations? Like, at your core, what is the minimum that you accept? What is the minimum that you expect from those around you, from those that are in your inner circle? What is the minimum that you would just automatically think would be granted? And I often like to use myself as an example because, again, I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I grow. Even as an adult, we should be able to still grow. And I found that I have a number of expectations, but I have at least three that I wanted to share with you today. Can I share them with you? Thank you so much. But I have at least three that I wanted to share and just kind of say, you know what? I'm going to take this to Cypher Nation and share with them my three, and maybe it resonates with one of you. And hey, if you have other expectations and things of that nature, send them to me. You know, hit me up on Instagram, you know, Cypher the MC, or, you know, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. If you're watching this on YouTube, when it gets uploaded, leave a comment down below of what your core expectations are. But here are mine. I have at least three, and I'll just go over them with you here. So my first core expectation, for me myself, is that I expect you to respect me. Listen, respect is something that I value to a higher degree now that I'm older than when I was young and a little bit more reckless. You know, when you're young, you know, someone steps on your shoes, especially if you got on some white Air Forces, right? Am I lying? Huh? You're ready to fight. You're ready to, you know what? I just got these, bro. You got that little duck walk that you're doing to try to make sure you don't get a crease in them or anything. But guess what? When you're younger, you don't value that respect factor as much when it comes to other people versus when it comes to you yourself. As I have gotten older, I've come to the point where I look at respect as a pretty much a 360. I look at it from the other person's vantage point as well as my own. When you come across a stranger, there's like a visible, almost an invisible wall or invisible, unsaid or unspoken rule that, hey, you respect me, I respect you. Now, we all know things can go haywire pretty soon, you know, pretty quickly when it comes to humans, if they feel disrespected in any type of way, you know, when they're complete strangers. But what of your inner circle? What about those closest to you? You know, your best friend that you've known since second or third grade. You know, your mother, your father, you know, your siblings, your significant other, your wife, your husband, whomever. It's taken a little bit differently when it comes to them versus when it comes to someone that you just meet out on the street. There's a higher expectation. Let's just say that. And for me myself, there is a higher expectation. I have to expect more. I have to expect you to respect me because guess what? That does not mean that we're going to see eye to eye on everything. That doesn't mean that I'm right and you're wrong or you're wrong and I'm right. What it means is that I see you as a human being that deserves a degree of respect, and I just expect that back. As I go further into entrepreneurship and different businesses and things of that nature, I know that there's going to be certain levels of respect that I'm going to get and certain amounts of respect that I'm going to have to earn a little bit more from those that are situated in whatever business circle that I'm entering into. But overall, I feel that I should have an expectation for you to respect me. Does that make sense? Just one of my core expectations. Another expectation that I have is I expect you to value me. Now, this may strike a chord with some people, maybe especially men, because men are viewed differently than women. Let's just be honest. Men are viewed differently than women from the standpoint that we are expected to do certain things that are manly or supposedly men are supposed to just do, you know, be protectors and be providers and things of that nature. But upon doing those things that are characteristically or by society's views thrown and thrust upon men, the value seems to not equate to what is to the expectation. So, I mean, I definitely would advocate for men to be valued more. I mean, that's just for me myself. It may seem biased because, you know, I'm a guy. But let's face it, if there's going to be certain levels of expectations placed upon men, should not the value be equal to the expectations or even greater? That's just my personal opinion on that. I mean, but if you value someone, that means you see their worth, you see that they matter, you see that they should be appreciated for whatever it is that they're doing. They should be not taken for granted that this is something that they should always do, no matter how they're treated. as the value goes down, there should be an understanding that, hey, the less you value me, the less likely I'm going to do for you. The less likely I'm going to be agreeable to what you're trying to, you know, do or accomplish or what you need. There has to be a trade-off. And I feel that the more that you're valued, the more that one is not taken for granted, the more that one is appreciated, the higher the value, the less likely that you will have to deal with any type of, you know, well, you did it for them, why won't you do it for me? Why are you saying this when before you would just automatically do it? Well, sometimes those things change. Circumstances can change, relationships can change. Sometimes one person may out-evolve the other person. And if that one person is out-evolving whoever they're with, or whoever they're around, or whoever's in their inner circle, what tends to happen is their value, their perceived value goes up, while the perception of their value either stays the same or decreases. So it's all about what you perceive and the perception of you. So you want to make sure that those are aligned. And that's just number two of my, for myself, a core expectation. Now, number three, I expect my vision to be respected. Now, it doesn't have to be liked. It doesn't have to be agreed upon. You know, it doesn't have to take, you know, take a vote and, you know, oh, it's been 5-4 that we disagree with your vision of how to handle finances or how to build wealth or things of that nature. We all have our journeys. We all have our different paths. I will respect your path. I will respect the path that you feel that you must take. I would assume that we all, you know, we want that same respect back. Granted, your path may have some obstacles that you may not foresee, but someone else might. Hence, that may give them reason to disagree with your vision. Now, whether or not you understand that or not, shouldn't take away that your vision, it should still be respected. That it should still be taken into accountable as valid. Now, if you should happen to fall or should happen to stumble on your journey towards your vision, then you should expect those around you to say, hey, you know what? I'm here to support you no matter what. I didn't agree with it. I still don't. But I'm here to support you and be there for you. The vision is only part of the journey. The process in learning within the journey. That's the real treasure. That's the real, semblance of what you should be grasping. And oftentimes it gets lost when people hear what it is you're trying to do, whether it is you're trying to go back to, you know, school, or maybe you're trying to start a business, or maybe you're trying to take your hobby and turn it into an actual means of supporting yourself. Some people may not understand that because it could vary for a number of reasons. Maybe they're not ready for you to change because they feel that you're going to leave them. You're going to leave them behind. You're going to forget about them because you're going to be off to quote-unquote bigger and better things. But guess what? As long as there's an understanding of the relationship as far as what it is that you are trying to do, what you are trying to accomplish, then hopefully that would put anyone at ease. It's all about communication. It's all about communication. And my core expectations, I myself having entered adulthood and matured some on many levels, I would want to make sure that those expectations are always known. So that way there's an understanding that It's not just, you know, coming out of the blue. I didn't pull it out of that magic hat, even though that would be cool. No. My expectations help keep me grounded. My expectations from those, around me or that I deem, part of my inner circle, that helps to build the foundation for myself. It helps me on my journey because it gives me some sort of comfort knowing that, hey, I've made it known that these are my expectations. And because I've made it known, I leave nothing, I leave no guesswork. I leave no stone unturned or anything such as that. So what are your core expectations? What are, it doesn't have to be three like mine. You may have more, you may have less. But what is the minimum that you are willing to accept as part of your foundation, as part of who you are on this journey, on any type of journey that you're on? What is the minimum that you will accept? What is the standard? Again, for me, it is I expect you to respect me. I expect you to value me. And I expect my vision to be respected. Those are my three. You may have something different. And again, definitely just let me know. You can hit me up on Twitter, Cypher to MC. Even on Instagram, wherever, YouTube, The Real Cypher TV, leave a comment down below. Yes, when the video gets uploaded, do you have to keep reminding me? Sheesh. But guys, guess what? Every single day, definitely look to make someone's day a little bit brighter. Even if you're going through something, someone may be going through something a little bit worse than you. Someone may be going through something that's a little bit more, on a different level. And if you take time out of your day, what you're dealing with, whether it's work, home, life in general, just to basically be an ear or even a shoulder to someone else, you'll begin to see that doors open up for you, clouds part, sun shines a little bit brighter. You may find out that what you're dealing with maybe isn't as harsh or as difficult as you thought it was, especially when you're helping someone out. And sometimes it makes our day just a little bit better knowing that even though you were going through something, you were there to help someone else. So take the time to, share this podcast. Let them know that, hey, you may not agree with everything that the guy says, but it comes from the heart. It comes through sharing. It comes through from life experience. It comes from the Creator. He put it on my heart to, I keep knocking my my microphone, I'm about to knock it through the window. The Creator put something on my heart to basically just share, because as I grow and learn, especially being an observer of human nature, I begin to understand that I'm not an island unto myself. I have so much more in common with, the next person than I've ever realized. And I realized, let's talk about it. Let's put it on the table. Let's kind of just exchange ideas. Let's communicate. Let's vibe. Let's have a cipher. Hopefully you have a great rest of your Wednesday. Great rest of your going into your week. Continue to set goals for yourself. Continue to just write things down. Remember, that's a commitment to yourself. That's a commitment to yourself to do that. And as always, before you love anyone else, you must first love yourself. And I am out this thing. You know who it is. The Bronx Don. Cypher.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
That's to me, MC, Mr. Luther Crowd.
myself. My name is...